At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Into the rhythm, let the bass line sway. Colors of the soul paint the break of day. Voices like the sun warm the coldest ground. G-Ray Records here to spread the sound.
Feel the vibe, let it take you high. Harmonies rising like the endless sky. With every note we lift the weight away. G-Ray Records got your soul to stay.
Listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
I'm Arsenio, your host, and today we're diving into the amazing world of G-Ray Records. All right, welcome back, everybody, to another G-Ray Records podcast episode where music meets innovation, amazing ideas, intriguing conversations, plus more.
Yes, welcome back, and I'm Inara, also a host, G-Ray Records. So today we're exploring the G-Ray Records Music Network and why the label has become so popular among independent recording artists on the N1M music platform. This record label that is
like really making some serious noise.
Yeah.
On this platform called N1Mcom.
Are you familiar with N1M?
Yeah. I've seen it around.
Yeah. It's kind of like a
social media platform, but for, you know, musicians to connect with other musicians and fans.
It's here. The whole industry.
We got like a stack of stuff about G-Ray Records here. We got their bio, press releases, some articles about that, their strategies and stuff. All right, cool.
I'm really interested to like
then dig into this and see what we can learn from these.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that kind of jumps out at me here is that
they have got like a crazy diverse roster of artists.
Like they've got electronica, jazz, spoken
word, hip hop, R&B, neo soul.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
It was like they just threw the rule book out the window.
It's like a buffet of music.
Yeah, like just pick a genre.
They're probably in it.
Yeah. So what do you think about
that as far as the strategy goes?
I mean, it's interesting, right? Because like you were saying, it's kind of like they threw the row book out.
Yeah.
In a way, it makes sense because then you're appealing to a lot of people.
Right. But you got to think like, does that dilute their brand or?
Yeah. Is there such a thing as too much variety?
UI to that point, there is some pretty staggering numbers.
Oh, yeah. On this N1M platform, over 36 million plays W and 45 million profile views.
That's a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah, like so clearly a lot of people
are digging what they're doing.
Yeah, so maybe that is part of their strategy. Like all out there.
Cast a wide net.
Yeah, see what sticks.
Exactly. And then you look at their content strategy. It's not just about releasing music. They're putting out playlists, stud videos.
They're doing live streams, ringtones, mobile apps.
Wow.
They even have their own talk show.
The lot. And do interviews, and it's wild.
So they're really creating a whole world around their music.
Yeah, like a whole ecosystem. Yeah.
And we're doing a really good
job of like curating it. Like they have playlists for like specific moods and genres. Like one of them called G-Ray Records. Jazz, deep house, dance, spoken word, hip hop. Neo soul.
So,
yeah, it like, here's everything we do.
Yeah. basically in one playlist.
But it's clearly working for them.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's smart, right? Because like you were saying, people consume music in such different ways now. It's like, why not give them every option, you know, meet them where they are.
Exactly.
And then like you top it all
off, they've got this roster of artists that's like a mix of huge names that everybody knows.
And then like up and coming artists that ever heard of.
Like they've got Erykah Badu, Michelle Colvin, Kim, Jill Scott.
McNames.
Yeah. And then all these other people like
Samantha James, Nicole, Emotions, PB Brown, Lisa Shaw. Could this model be applied to other businesses or organizations?
You've heard of a few of those. Yeah.
It's quite a mix.
So it's like a mix of like giving people what they want.
Yeah.
But also introducing them to new stuff.
Yeah. And it's like having those big names, I think, limbs.
Yeah. It gives them credibility right off the bat.
Yeah. Instant credibility.
And it's also got to help expose those
newer artists to a bigger audience.
To a much bigger audience.
It's pretty brilliant.
So what about marketing? Like, how are they getting the word out? So they're using this N1M platform.
It's, like I said, it's kind of
like a social media platform, but for musicians.
They're also on like all the other major platforms. Make some Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube.
Gotcha. Yeah, all the big ones.
And so I think that's like super key. Yeah. Got to meet the people where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted
to touch on is this idea of a community.
Okay.
Like they are really focused on their label. I see. They're using social media.
I did do that.
They're like really active. They're responding to fans. They're doing Q&As. They're like making people feel that's smart. Like they're a part of something.
Yeah. Because like you said, they're giving people an experience.
Yeah.
It's not just the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Greater than Speaker B. So it's pretty amazing what they've done.
Yeah. They seem to be doing a lot of things right.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes you think.
What other industries could learn from this?
Yeah, absolutely.
This model be applied to other businesses.
Or organizations, even individuals? I think so.
I think the big takeaways here are
like, you know, diversify your offerings. Yeah, create engaging content, the market strategically across multiple platforms, build community.
I mean, that's like the recipe right there.
Seems to be working for them. So it's G-Ray Records, everybody.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what they've done.
You too.
And I hope you all earned a thing or two from this deep dive.
And now I want you to think about this model of like curating.
An experience instead of just like selling a product or service.
Could that work in other areas?
What do you think?
All right.
Until next time, keep on tuning in. Thanks for listening to the G-Ray Records Podcast Network. Enjoy the music.
Mike Blesh, ride the beat like a ghost on a train. Dirt roads turn gold, now I'm paving my lane. So the heat in my veins, sweat drips on my chains. Hustle heavy like the storm before it rains. City lights flash, shadows dance in the grime. Every step I took was a climb in my prime. Now the stars align and the clock's out of time. Thank you for the ride, you've been part of the ride. Hands clap, heads nod, feel the love in the air. Tuned in, turned up, y'all been riding in my chair. From the swamps to the streets, I see y'all everywhere. Thanks for listening, this is us, this is rare. Carolina blue skies, Atlanta's grind in my soul. Chasing dreams, building bridges, never taking a toll. Minor chords in my heart keep the story so bold. Dirty South anthem where the truth's never sold. Soft fades, echoes hum, the vibes in the breeze. Waves crash, beats drop like whispers through the trees. Progressive steps forward, but we move with ease. Salute to the real ones who believe in the green. So here's the last note, the curtain falls with the glow. Y'all made this a journey and I wanted y'all to know. From the dirt to the skies, from the fast to the slow. Thanks for riding, much love, now I gotta go.
Hi, this is Naomi, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you.